And once again, it's time to say hi to Tracy Kwan, who is author of The Diary of a Jet-Setting Cool Girl and a regular contributor to The Daily Beast. Hello, Tracy. How are you?
Hello. Happy New Year.
We've got two very different things to talk about today. Is Scandal a savvy career option? That's what you're getting into this time.
Yes, in my latest Daily Beast piece, which is on the front of my website, tracykwan.net, it's the top item. We've had a really interesting time the past few weeks with Ashley Dupre. She's the gal who was sort of caught, virtually caught, with Elliot Spitzer.
Mm-hmm.
Not at the moment when she was in the room, but there were recordings of their conversations and that sort of thing.
Yep.
She has been unjustly referred to as the girl who brought the governor down. He made some choices, too, so he had something to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
And she became, for a while, collateral damage in his career train wreck. But she came back from it and is now a kind of ambassador for the New York Post.
You have actually mentioned a handful of women on here, and of course I think the most famous is obviously Monica Lewinsky, but her and her cohorts back in the day, what benefits did they get out of the shenanigans with Bill Clinton?
Well, it's hard to say that they were, you know, getting benefits, right, friends with benefits, but you know, they tried to make the best of it. So Monica Lewinsky started a handbag line. Right now, what?
No, go on. I'm listening.
Well, you know, Freud had a lot of ideas about what handbags represent. And she was hired, Monica Lewinsky was hired by Jenny Craig, a dieting program.
Ah, right. It's more about, is it about underdogs? Because not all of them, they're not exactly underdogs, is it? I mean, maybe the contrary attitude of people, they're like, wow, that person, as you say, brought the governor down. There's got to be something there. It starts with, I don't know, some kind of loathing, then it goes into acceptance, and then they become cult hero.
I think it would be overstating to say loathing. There will always be moralists who point fingers. By the way, some people have written to the New York Post and complained about Ashley writing an advice column for them.
What qualifies her? Is that what they're saying?
Right, but from her point of view, it's exactly what you said. She's saying, well, look what I went through, and I have survived it, and I've come back, so why, you know, I could have used some advice in the past, but now I'm qualified to give it. And I think that ability to make, a very profitable brand of lemonade out of the lemons that you're handed is, you know, it is admired and appreciated. Definitely in America, of course, where people are supposed to be able to invent themselves and promote themselves and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But not only in America, because there's also Mandy Rice Davies.
Yes.
Who didn't just survive the Profumo affair, she really profited from it. She turned that into a career for herself.
Isn't it funny how the guys often come out of this looking sleazy, whether they were or they weren't? I'm talking in terms of press, and the girls do just as you're explaining. They become rather admirable in some way.
It's especially possible if you're in the beginning of your sex industry career. What Mandy Rice Davies and Ashley Dupre have in common is that they were never really career call girls. They did it very briefly, and they happened to get, you know, very young. And early, they got caught up in a scandal. So they actually did not have the possibility to keep working as call girls, because you can't really be a successful call girl if you've already been in a scandal.
Yeah.
You're not anonymous enough. You can't be discreet. So, yes, it's true that sometimes the men don't do as well. In fact, unfortunately, one man committed suicide during the Profumo affair.
Mm.
It's the very opposite of Mandy.
I'm not sure if this is a scandal, but I think a good example of the cool girl becoming a cult hero has got to be Zavira Hollander, with her amazing stories, and now it's been turned into a book and a musical indeed.
Yeah, and the reason you're not sure it's a scandal is because she has spent more time, you know, promoting those stories, but in fact it does come from a scandal. She was caught up in a horrible scandal. She was arrested, she was deported from the USA, and she was at the center of a huge corruption investigation.
Mm-hmm.
And this was way back in the 70s. But because of the success of her books and all the other things she did, she also had an advice column for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the musical that you just mentioned, all of those things, a lot of people don't realize the term, the title, The Happy Hooker, you know, her autobiography. That was kind of ironic because she'd actually been through hell.
Mm.
So it was kind of like happy at last, you know, it wasn't. But now when people hear the term happy hooker, they think it means something very different. They think it means, oh, you know, peaches and cream and nothing ever goes right at all.
It's meant to be irony, right?
Yes.
Well, I think also, just talking about her, whether it's true or not, some of the names of some of the most eminently famous showbiz types that were her clients have started to surface, and you know, I think it just arouses people's curiosity.
There is another famous madam, the Mayflower Madam,
mm-hmm.
who came later than the Happy Hooker, and she also emerged from a scandal. She published some self-help books and some etiquette books, and I've often been surprised how many people, when they hear about her, don't realize that she actually got into trouble and that's why she published those books. They actually will say to me, well, she's very privileged, you know, it was easy for her. They think that she just went out and marketed this stuff because she felt like it. Which in a way is a compliment to her style.
I suppose so. Tell me this, it seems very gender specific, this one, Tracy. To all intents and purposes, Tiger Woods' commercial career is over, and he's been doing just the same kind of thing, and yet nobody wants to know him now.
And, yeah, that's really a shame. It's interesting. And then there's Jamie Jungers, who's just been hired by an auction website
mm-hmm.
to do a commercial for them. My theory about all this is that these companies, like the New York Post, and it's called BidHere.com, it's in Australia, my feeling about this is that they're actually taking a page out of, you know, they're learning from the madams and call girls who got in trouble, who turned this into a brand for themselves, like Mandy and Zaviera and the Mayflower Madam.